This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. In our past several broadcasts, we've been examining the topic of mercy. In Nick Guy and the Mercy, Mercy, Mercy Affair, Nick Guy was hired to find a deserving recipient of mercy for his client. But, as we have seen, mercy is something that can't be earned or merited. Well, this being the case, how can we rightfully say that there are those who don't deserve mercy when mercy, by its very definition, is not something that is deserved in the first place? We have covered a number of verses in Scripture where God commands us to show mercy to those in need. But there are also those verses like 2 Thessalonians 3:10 where Paul writes, "For even when we were with you, we would give you this command, if anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat." Well, then there's Proverbs 23:21 and 28:19 where poverty is promised to the drunkard and the glutton and the one who follows worthless pursuits. So it would seem inconsistent with Christian doctrine to extend mercy to those whose need has been caused by willful and consistent disobedience to God's law. It certainly can't be considered unloving or uncaring to hold people accountable for their sin. Well, even in these cases, we are still required to extend mercy. In coming broadcasts, we will examine what exactly that looks like. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. And discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.